the latest trends, the newest equipment, and the top names from our area and beyond.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Coley Belt's Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. First off, I'd like to say a big hello to Pat Eastman. She's spending the winter down in Florida, and she's listening to my show from there. Pat is the 2009 Senior Ladies Club Champ at the Old Barnstable and Hyannis Golf Clubs on Cape Cod. Pat is a photographer, and she does a lot of work for the LPGA and the PGA, and during the Deutsche Bank Championship, she was like my own personal photog. But she got some great pics of me with Cabrera, so that was really nice. My in-studio guest this evening is Rick Johnson, head golf professional at the historic Hyannis Port Club on Cape Cod. Welcome, Rick.
Liza, thank you very much for having me on tonight. What a pleasure.
I know. It's so nice that you came into the studio. A lot of people call in.
Well, you've got a very exciting program here from what I understand. And again, it's a pleasure and very proud to be part of it.
Thank you. How's your winter vacation? Ben.
Well, it's downtime as far as actual playing of the game of golf, but it's never downtime for us golf professionals. It's a year-round opportunity to get a lot accomplished as far as building the new year, getting staff ready, getting the golf shop ready as far as the merchandising goes, planning the schedules, and those emails, they just keep coming in. The members are touching base all the time as far as planning their programs for the upcoming year. So it's constant communication, and so it's done at a nice pace, though, so it's a good off time.
Well, you get a little time to decompress from some of the rigors of the busy summer season in the winter. I mean,
there's no question. As a matter of fact, just had a very nice 4 days up at Sunday River, Maine. that helped a lot.
So you're a skier too?
Well, my family is, so I tag along and fortunately can get up and down the mountain without getting hurt. So
all right. This year is your 31st year at Hyannis Port?
I started in December 1, 1979. And when I started, I had a plan in place, and the plan was to use Hyannis Port as a stepping stone to get to a metropolitan city club. I had grown up as an assistant professional at the Boston area clubs, at some very prominent clubs there, and I wanted to get back to the city area. But after Cape Cod and Hyannis Port in my blood for a couple of years, 31 years later, here we go.
At first, did you think it was too laid back for you on the Cape? Is that why you thought maybe you'd jet back to the city?
I honestly didn't know the Cape that well at all, I very much have a year-round position, a couple months off, January and February, but back in 1980, literally the Cape shut down after Labor Day.
It definitely did. When I was growing up there, yeah, you're right.
So it was very quiet. However, the golf scene on the Cape drew quite an attraction to me as far as the golf community, and we're part of the New England PGA section, the Cape Cod chapter is, and I very quickly got to know a lot of the golf professionals, and what a great, great group of individuals.
Can you tell me a little bit of the history of the Hyannis Port Club? I know there's a lot of Kennedy lore, and there's other stuff going on down there.
Well, whether your listeners may or may not know, we've got one of the finest golf courses in the East Coast, maybe the country. Its setting is spectacular. It's right on Nantucket Sound, and it's a fabulous golf course. Conditions are second to none. And we had a centennial back in 1997, so we're a very old golf course now. We're 110, 112 years old now. And we have some renowned to our architect of the golf course in the sense of Donald Ross. Didn't really design the golf course because he was in the area in the 1920s after Hyannis Port had already been built, but he laid out some plans with the club is starting to use right now as far as refurbishing some of the enhancements of the golf course, his green design and his bunker design. So we're a very special old golf course. Conditions are second to none due to our phenomenal golf course superintendent, our golf course manager, Tom Colombo, and staff. And we've got a lot of beauty and specialness about it. You mentioned the Kennedy family who, you know, came into the area back in the 30s with the leader, Joe Kennedy, and the family is still around to some degree. Unfortunately, there's been some sadness just this past year with the passing of Eunice Shriver and Senator Ted Kennedy. But a lot of the younger Kennedys are still around, still club members, and keeping a nice torch going. So it's a very special part of the history of the club, that very special Kennedy family.
And isn't there an annual RFK charity event in the fall that they hold there?
This past October had year 20.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years, yeah, of the RFK charity fundraiser, a human rights fundraiser, one of their bigger operations of the RFK Foundation. Mrs. Kennedy, who's one of the great individuals I've ever known, Mrs. Robert Kennedy, Ethel Kennedy, she puts together several days of events around and with the tournament, and it's a very, very special thing and a very successful fundraiser.
She's a big golfer herself, isn't she, out there in any weather?
Well, if you play in the RFK tournament the third Friday of October, you're going to play in any kind of weather. And there's been some questionable days about playing in the past few years as far as rain and nor'easters and everything else. But from what I understand, Mrs. Kennedy says to the group the night before, we're playing.
And there's no way out.
Yeah, the field shows up, the 128 strong show up, and they gear up and out they go. And it's a very festive day of golf. It's one of the real party-like days you'll ever see.
Well, I know one year when they had the release of the Bobby movie that just came out a couple years ago, they had Sharon Stone down there at Hyannis Port and Alec Baldwin. And
yeah, ho-hum. Just the usual crowd.
I'm not a star, person like that, but really I'm not.
No, there is a little celebrity watching that goes
there
on.
There is, with, it is, but it's so low profile, no one really knows. I like that about the Hyannis Port Club.
No question. Actually, very few people show up to do the stargazing, I guess you'd say. And it's a wonderful atmosphere for them because it's so it's low key and so low pressure. And again, they're there to support the day of the RFK Foundation.
Now, the fact that you have a lot of celebs down there and high profile members, do you think that the media should respect the privacy of individuals? More so than it does, just due to what's been going on recently in golf. What do you think about the media respecting the privacy of individuals?
Well, you're in the media, so you can answer that question yourself.
We're all different types of media people.
Privacy and media don't go hand in hand. But no, there's respect shown for whether it be the RFK tournament. We have a lot of events that the media does cover, and they cover with a lot of grace and great support. We do have a nice membership that has a celebrity theme to it besides the Kennedy family. So, but it's a place, and that's Cape Cod. People come to the Cape to get away from,
I think so too,
the whole scene, so to speak, and I think it's all respected that way.
I think so too. Now, besides the spectacular view and some of the celebs there, what makes the Hyannis Port Club so special to you? What do you think makes it so special?
Well, it's the golf course itself is, well, I guess I'm a little prejudiced here, but it's as great a golf course you'll play, because we have two very big events, a bookend tournament, Seagulls Four Ball starts a year, which attracts a tremendous league of golfers as far as ability-wise, and it ends with the Cape Cod Amateur in the fall, and it attracts, again, that same league of player. So the better player loves it. The very, very high handicapper loves it. It's a fun place to play. It's a very, I don't want to say easy golf course, because that wind is always blowing, and the greens are small.
Always.
And the green speed is very fast, so it has its challenges. But every caliber of golfer loves Hyannis Port Club. And again, I'll go back to Tom Coleman's staff. Our conditions are second. Augusta National is not as good as our golf course condition-wise.
You're kidding, really?
Oh, I'm not kidding. You can't. There's a playing surface out there from the tees, the fairways, and the greens that is just sensational.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. I don't know about you, Rick, but I'd love to have my toes in the pink sand of Bermuda, sipping on a Gosling's Dark and Stormy right about now. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Alex Medeiros of Tuati Bermuda.
Are you knee-deep in snow? Haven't seen the sun in months? Do you want a temperature above freezing? Then Bermuda is beckoning you to their beautiful island paradise. Bermuda is just 770 miles southeast of us, with direct flights daily from Boston, New York, Atlanta, and Miami. A short flight, and you can find yourself in Bermuda and on one of our spectacular golf courses shortly after landing. Whether you're coming to Bermuda for a weekend, a business trip, or for a week's vacation, Tuati Bermuda can assist you in booking your entire vacation.
vacation. No trip is too small. Hotel packages, transportation, and golf are at your fingertips. Bermuda can claim more golf holes per square mile than any other place on Earth. With 8 golf courses, 7 of which are championship quality, there's a course for every level of golfer. Bermuda has been host to many championship tournaments, including the PGA Grand Slam of Golf for the past 3 years. The Goslings Invitational and the Bermuda Goodwill are longstanding and historic events held in November and December each year. Why not let us assist you with your tee time reservation for your next golf adventure? 2AT Bermuda Limited is a well-respected Bermudian-owned company and is your recognized on-island golf expert. With more than 19 years' experience, we have access to all of Bermuda's golf courses and can provide advanced tee time reservations for individual golfers or groups. Welcome to Golfing Paradise and take advantage of this special package. 2AT Bermuda can book you now with a fantastic 3-night stay package at the Fairmont Hotels, including breakfast and a round of golf with cart at the Port Royal, Riddles Bay, and Belmont Hills golf courses, all for the great price of $599. This package is good until April 2010. Don't miss this deal. Only $599 for a relaxed and luxurious Bermuda golf vacation. Call and book now at 441-295-4640. That's 441-295-4640. And visit our website, 2atbermuda.com. That's 2atbermuda.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounds Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. With me tonight in studio, my very special guest, Rick Johnson, head golf professional at the Hyannis Port Club. Rick, going back to the greens at Hyannis Port, your superintendent, Tom Colombo, he does a really good job on the eco-friendly greens there. Can you tell me about it?
Well, he and his staff are very, very proud of the fact that Hyannis Port Club has a great relationship with the conservation aspect of maintaining a golf course. Hyannis Port has a very unique history and goes back just a short time, about 18 years ago, when a past superintendent, Charlie Passios, got the Hyannis Port Club to become an Audubon certified golf course, which follows quite a criteria of points that you have to do. And that was with the New York Audubon Society for its certification, which was affiliated with the USGA, United States Golf Association. And now it's just a general certification by National Audubon Society. And Tom Colombo, really, and his staff leads the way, which the certification has to be done every 2 years. And it starts, I suppose, with water control and water usage, water conservation, and a lot goes into that as far as the amount of water that you use on a golf course, obviously. However, Tom and his staff, through a new irrigation system that was put in place a little over 2 years ago, state-of-the-art irrigation program, went from what you call 1,600 heads or sprinkler heads on the golf course to over 2,100 heads.
Wow.
But very few of them are actually used, Liza, in the sense that they can monitor the water that they use so carefully now that on a given day during the conditions of Mother Nature, they water specific areas as needed. It's usually done, or it's done in the evenings. And in the past, what took 9 to 10 hours of watering has been cut down to 4 hours. Not so much just with the sprinkler heads, but the amount of their science in knowing where to water. So our water usage has gone down 50-60%, and the amount of energy, electricity used to go is going to go down equally as much.
Oh, that's amazing.
It really is. It's a fascinating program, and there's a number of other things that go on to the maintenance operation about conservation as far as, we have a brand new maintenance facility. It's only 1 year old now, and just the way that they clean equipment now, they have a bay that the equipment goes into at the end of the day, instead of being washed down as it was in the past, and just have the residue kind of run down the hill. It's all collected in area right now, and the recycling of that whole program, literally one package of water through a several tank system, and how it's cleansed and how it's purified is used for the whole year. So,
very little
water is used just in the cleaning of the equipment.
What about the pesticides that you use? Are they eco-friendly as well? And the chemicals?
Very, very much so. And there's a great effort to use as little as possible. Just going back to that watering of the golf course program, and while the watering is done in conjunction with timing of daylight right now, because daylight as the sun comes up is a drying agent.
Yes.
And the less moisture you can have on plant life, particularly in the summer with humidity scenarios, can help eliminate disease aspects. So everything's timed a certain way, and as far as the application of the golf course, everything is noticed to the membership when what's going to be placed, and very little pesticide application is used, hopefully.
So that's why you have conditions better than Augusta.
That's exactly it. The staff's effort is phenomenal.
Exactly. Well, we have a caller on the line calling from Cape Cod, Jeff Handler. Jeff, are you there?
Hello, Liza. How are you?
Jeff, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for calling in. I'm here with Rick Johnson from Hyannisport.
My favorite course. How you doing, Rick?
Jeff, I'm just doing great, and look forward to seeing the Seagulls tournament this year.
I wish you didn't tell anybody. I was kind of trying to come in stealth.
Sorry, it's known all over the southeast of Mass now.
Oh, fantastic.
So, Jeff, what have you been up to lately? Do you have any new projects going on?
Yeah, we have a little bit going on here. I've actually just launched a new little business called InboxTrainers.com. And, you know, trying to satisfy the many people who either don't want to belong to a gym or, you know, don't work out where I actually train my clients at Fitness 500 on the Cape. So they can actually get video-based workouts straight from me every Sunday night, so they can take their little workouts wherever they want to go.
So would they be specific to each person that is your client?
Absolutely. We do either a phone consult prior to, or we have a questionnaire that we can email you and then have those results come back to our table and then create the personalized workouts from that.
Jeff, I need another 30 yards of my drive, so if I just tune into your new inbox program, I can take
no
care
problem,
of that.
No problem, Rick.
Okay.
Just hit downwind. You'll get it every time.
Well, I can do that easily at Hyannisport.
You certainly can.
Now, it's kind of like the Wii game. You know the Wii, how they have personalized stuff on the Wii?
Exactly.
It's like that.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Is it an iPhone app? You said it's an iPhone app?
Well, it's not an app apps are very, very limited. Kind of have a set protocol, and there's, you know, you really can't edit them much as the user. What we do is we've got a database of over 3,500 exercises that we've taken video clips of. And depending on your goals and your fitness level and what you want to achieve, we create every Sunday night, basically, we sit at our computers and create programs by just dragging and dropping them into a folder, and then we email them right to you. And then you'll put them on your iPod using iTunes as little video clips. And you take your little iPod to the gym or at home, and you just scroll through our little videos, and there you have it.
I think that's a great idea for people on the go.
Well, you know, it's funny. For 7 years now working out on the PGA Tour, I've had to do this with my clients that I've worked with, because if I'm not able to travel with them, or more importantly, they don't want me around sometimes, this is my only way of getting their workouts to them. So what? I decided to bring it mainstream.
Yeah, bring it to the masses, the
exactly
humble people,
right,
like us.
Yeah.
Now, are you still a strength and conditioning coach for Mike Ware?
Yes, I am. I'm still working with Mike, not quite in the same capacity that I have for the last 7 years. I'm not traveling quite as much with him. So it's I've got two young boys of my own, and my time needs to be spent at home, and I have to get ready for this Seagulls tournament now that Rick is so nicely caught that and everyone's attention on the air. So, yeah, I'm not traveling quite as much, but I'm still actively involved in his programming.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I won't tell anybody who you're playing with then, Jeff, because you certainly have brought in a ringer. I can see that.
Because I was going to ask who you were playing with, but I guess we should.
No, we'll keep that a secret.
I had to bring in a ringer, Rick. You know my game well enough. I certainly couldn't do this on my own, that's for sure.
Well, we'll make sure that the perimeters of the golf course are well-maintained for any of those shots that may stray just a little bit.
Thank you very much.
Well, Jeff, in closing, I want to know, how can people get a hold of you if they want you to train them?
The easiest way is, I've got two websites, and thanks for asking. Well, actually, I only have one website. Our second one is in the process of being made right now. But my company is called SportRx, and the website is Sport, S-P-O-R-T, with a hyphen, and then an R and an X.com. And you can email me at jeff@sport-rx.com. And then if you're interested in the inbox trainer program that we're running, that's simply email me there at inbox trainer@inboxtrainers.com. And then you'll get me for that side too.
All right. Well, we'll have to have you in studio soon when you get back from all your travels.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jeff.
Hey, thanks. And Rick, the course looks amazing. What you guys did to it last year was just phenomenal. Yeah. And hats off to you and the whole staff and Mikey Haberl over there. And just continued success, my friend.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for those kind words. It's an exciting time for Hyannis Port Club with the restorations that are going on right now. So it's fun to be part of the whole thing. It really is. We're very lucky.
Well, you know, I'll say this in closing. The cool thing about your course, Rick, is that even with everything that's going on over there, you never notice it. It's kind of all being done when we're not playing, or even, you know, during play. I mean, it's just such a fantastic place. And like I said, just continued success.
Well, I very much appreciate all that. And again, I've mentioned Tom Colombo's name a few times earlier, and his staff. Wait till you see it in the Seagulls, Jeff, and the work he's done over the winter to just enhance the whole place.
I just want to make sure that my golf cart, Rick, has a heater and a nice little cover, okay?
Some hot chocolate.
Well, I'll put you on the list. I think you're about 131st.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Bye, Liza.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, take care.
Up next, a word from my sponsor, Tommy Hoy of Bayside Realty Consultants. Tom's listening in from Dennis on Cape Cod.
Whether you're retiring to Cape Cod or buying a second home or condo, introduce yourself to Bayside Realty Consultants in East Dennis. Save time and money with a first-class, professional, service-oriented real estate firm. Bayside Realty Consultants is that firm. They've been involved with the property and building industry for many years. Their experience and knowledge of the Cape Cod market is extremely valuable when you're looking for your new home or investment property. Curious about how taxes will affect your fixed costs? Do you have questions about mortgages, where to get that mortgage, or the proper terms and conditions? Bayside Realty Consultants will help you with all of that. Let them do all the work. The pros at Bayside Realty Consultants look forward to building a marketing and sales plan specifically to reach your goals. Just call 508-385-7777. That's 508-385-7777. Or find them online at BaysideRealtyConsultants.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounds Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. In studio with me tonight is Rick Johnson, head golf professional at the Hyannis Port Club. Rick, you've cited your most memorable moment in golf as being tabbed as the 2007 New England Golf Professional of the Year. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Liza, a surprise nomination was made by a couple of very special gentlemen in my profession, Rich Iwasco from Picasso Golf Club and Steve Napoli, who now is down at Carnegie Abbey. He was at Wanamoisa Club at the time, and they nominated me, and I called up our section office and said, what does this mean? What do I do? And they said, well, you've been nominated to be the 2007 Professional of the Year. So I said, well, now what? They said, go for it. So I had to, you know, fill out a little portfolio of stuff and whatnot, and I was selected by my peers as the 2007 New England PGA Golf Professional of the Year. And the fact that it was a nomination from my peers, a selection by my peers, very, very, very highlight and special moment for me. I've been, you know, who knows why or what, but I was I've been doing this for a while now. And the fact that I've been at Hyannis Port Club and have had the opportunity to run the Seagulls four ball in the Cape Cod Amateur Tournament for, at that time, which was 28 years now, it's going on to 30 years now, 3 years later, and do something I passionately love in the golf business, which is to conduct a great experience for golfers through running events. If there is a love of all the things I do, which I enjoy every aspect of the golf business, I love to create that experience for golfers through events, and to have the chance to run those two great tournaments for these number of years, wow, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Definitely. Now, we only have a few minutes left, but tell me a little bit about the annual Seagulls Championship coming up in April. It's going on its 59th year. Tell me a little bit about the format. And
59 years of the Seagulls four ball, can certainly consider one of the great regional championships, amateur championships in the area. And I think it's got a lot of national recognition, too, because each year there seems to be a lot of inquiry from around the country. But it's a tournament that has what I consider the greatest format. It's partners, which is what four ball means. It's two players playing an event. We have a large field. We get 112 teams. That's 224 golfers that go out and play. Everybody's going to qualify into the flight. The low 16 qualifiers make it into the championship flight, and then it goes down through another six flights, 16 teams in each flight. And then you start four ball match play. Phenomenal format. There's no handicaps in it, which it makes is part of a great format. So you're going to play two rounds at Hyannisport Club. If you win, you keep going. You get back to that second weekend, and everybody tries to get back to the second weekend. It's a two-weekend tournament. For a club to put its golf course aside for two weekends is a phenomenal thing in golf in itself. And so it has so many great ingredients, and most importantly, it's played at the beautiful Hyannisport Club. So it doesn't get any better than that as far as a golf tournament.
And the true mark of a true champion is to be able to play in any weather conditions, and the weather conditions during the Seagulls is usually pretty brutal. Rain or wind or cold?
Well, the players hope that it's only brutal because it is. It's guaranteed to be some of the worst weather of the year, and I've actually had fellows playing the tournament on the tee and off on the first tee look at me and say, you know, if I was at home right now, I wouldn't walk out to the end of my driveway to pick the paper up, and because it can be that bad as far as temperature, wind, rain, and the whole thing. But they say that's part of the charm of the tournament.
It is, and that's what I've heard. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. And Rick, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your over 30 years of golfing experiences with me.
Liza, my pleasure.
Don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com. If you have any questions about the state of your golf game, industry insider tips, or feedback, shoot me an email at goldiebouncegolf@gmail.com, and we'll try to answer your questions on the air.
Be sure to join Liza every Sunday night at 7 for Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard exclusively on 95.9 WATD.